Welcome to the Des Moines County Supervisor Meeting, July 17, 2018. Is there any change to the agenda?
I have none.
I have.
We should move on. Here's department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson?
Good morning. Just trying to get some things done for the general election starting on yet, so. The candidate filing deadline or period in August is August 6th through the 29th. That's if any candidates want to run as. Just go make by petition.
Say August 26th to?
August 6th.
Through the 29th.
Do you have any luck finding anything to replace the golf club yet?
Still working on that. Still working on that, so hopefully I'll hear something later this week or early next week, so.
Good luck.
Yeah, I've got a location, they're checking with their committee, so.
Thank you.
That's it.
Sheriff Johnson?
Good morning. Don't have anything, do you have a work session later?
Rodney, how's the maintenance department?
We're doing good, nothing to report at this time.
Thank you. Krista, how's the county health doing?
Good morning, we're doing good, we're keeping busy. Next week's county fair week, and we'll set up and do the first aid booth for them again this year, so. Last week, we did have a Board of Health meeting, and one of the Board of Health members will be moving out of the county, but she'll continue to work in the county, she works for Great River and wants to continue being on the board. I've checked with the Iowa Department of Public Health, there's no regulation says that she can't be on the board, but we wanted to bring it up to see if the Board of Supervisors had any concerns with that.
Long-term, been there quite a while, does a very excellent job for them, attends almost all the meetings.
It's on your board, so I'll have to go over your recommendations.
There you go. That's over and done with that.
Thank you.
Janelle, Treasurer's Office.
Good morning.
Are we broke yet?
Close, no. We'll work on that with those statements in August, but anyhow, really nothing new to report right now.
Okay.
Along that line, talked to his dad one day, and I was talking about how poor I was, and he said, "I don't care how broke you are, I'm still broker." Does that sound like him?
That does.
I was gonna ask you something, I forgot.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. No, when the tax, when's our new tax bills coming out?
Well, when we get the file and we can get everything set up to start printing them, hopefully mid-August, we always shoot for that.
Mid-August, okay. I didn't know with all this other going on, if reappraising, if we slow it down or not.
That won't affect until probably next year, so.
Okay, thank you. Jeff, do you have anything to add to the Sheriff's Department?
I think you covered it.
Okay, I see Kevin smiling, so it must be okay. Ken, how's the seal region doing?
Good morning, doing good. I thank Colin for helping us with some IT issues this week, and we're still working on that, server issues. Otherwise, the seal region had our monthly meeting last week, and we finished up the final round of contract approval. We got a funding letter that we're sending out to legislators explaining that the regions need sustainable funding. There's a business associates agreement for the ISAC computer group that got signed, so just normal business. Otherwise, things are going well.
Okay, thank you. Colin, how's the IT department?
Pretty good. Keep pretty busy here last week, doing a bunch of work with Ken's server. He had a pretty big failure out there, so we've been recovering some files and working with that, so.
Thank you. Jeff, Conservation?
Good morning. Business as usual for the summer. Park attendance is still good. The trail through the nature center, the ends are coming along. I know they were pouring most of the concrete last week, so they should be, the end section should be finished up here shortly. Still waiting on the center section to start. Other than that, just business as usual.
So you say the parks are pretty full every weekend for the
Big summer? Hollow has been really good. The Fourth has been good the last couple weeks.
Yeah. Good.
Have they had conversations with the contractor on the center section?
Most of that's going through the DOT, and I know that it's been problematic to contact them. I know that there was an issue with him getting a crew down here, and he wanted to sub it out, couldn't find anybody to sub it out to. So he has an end date on his contract, where the other, on the end sections, it was a start date. So he has an end date of, I believe, September 30th, so we really can't do anything until we hit that.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Well, I'd follow up on that. I believe they finished pouring concrete Friday on the portion that's going on. So that took some extra time from my inspector in my office, but I think things went okay. Started rough, but I think in the end it went okay. So I haven't been out there, so I wouldn't claim to know a whole lot of what's going on other than I've got a body out there, so I hear updates. Would mention up along the four-lane construction project, 150th is closed, west of the highway, I believe, still. I think everything else is open right at the moment. Stony Hollow did open up, so, well, Plank Road's still closed, but that's a pretty obvious one when you drive by there. They were talking about, and I don't know if it happened, they were talking about trying to double the number of dirt trucks they were going to run. So they were talking anywhere up to anywhere from 30 to 40 or even a few more if they could get a hold of them. So it just, especially if you're running Pleasant Grove Road, you really got to be paying attention, because that's just constant trucks with that much truck traffic. So I guess as a heads up for that, it's to the point now, we had another blow up, well, maybe a week ago or something like that, and there's just no time. It's over in the shoulder, and we're just putting a sign up and going on. There's just no time to try to get a patch board in the middle of all that. So anyway, our Beaverdale project is still moving. The road's still closed, and I know there's still frustrations there, but we are making headway. The contractor doing the concrete was supposed to pour tomorrow, but with the rain in the forecast, he's going to pour Thursday on the Beaverdale part of it. But that sounds like it might get moved up to tomorrow. So it's going to be a long day. They want to do 1,600 yards, which is a lot of concrete in one day. But so we'll be on that tomorrow. I did want to mention, too, that next Tuesday I may be gone. There is a meeting next Tuesday morning up in Ames relating to some of the preliminary design work going on the four-lane section that runs from, it's not the Mediapolis bypass part of it, it's from that section up to Newport Junction, that third segment in the northern part of the county. So I may be up at that and attend that meeting. So that is going on, and just, that's a standard operating procedure. We've had those for the other sections also. So anyway, yeah, and the fair's coming up, so that'll be a busy time over in that area. But
that when you get through with that section underneath the freeway and you extend on out, that's Whitetop, right?
From the city area up to the Washington Road intersection is all concrete.
And then from Washington Road north?
To the north, that will be asphalt. That won't be done. That'll be a different contractor coming in probably in August or September, if I had to guess. And that won't be a full closure. We'll send another letter out for that, but that'll be just one lane and traffic control set up and stuff like that. That won't be a full closure, but that'll be asphalt work.
So the grief ends when you get through with this pour, then?
Yeah, and then next week we start, we've got to get that intersection, the Washington Road intersection, poured in.
Yeah.
So the approaches and stuff. So we have talked to the contractor about possibly opening the Washington intersection a little earlier than the rest of it, if the dynamics allow for that. It's too early right now to know that, but I'd say we're a bare minimum of a couple weeks, 2 weeks away from maybe being able to open that intersection. That's pretty optimistic, but I don't know. It is coming along. It's moving.
Thank you, Brian. Jared, how's Southeast Iowa Regional Planning going?
Nothing on the agenda for land use today. We've had a few inquiries and projects that are being processed right now. But in terms of planning in general, I should mention that later this afternoon we have our final of the four counties where we have our public meeting regarding the long-range plan for transportation and economic development. That'll be at our office in West Burlington at 4:30 this afternoon. So if anyone's interested, and the plan's available on the website, but we'll have copies available there, and there'll be a short presentation followed by question and answer during that.
Okay, thank you. That's anybody. Any correspondence? I see none here. Do you have any, Tom or Bob?
I do not. I did. I have some correspondence from Chuck Kulo, Township Trustee up in the northwest corner. I don't know what township is here on.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a cemetery up there with a huge tree. And said they've already lost a limb, and he doesn't think they have the funds to remove the tree, and there's folks in there that want it gone. But if it falls over, it'll cost them a whole lot more, ruin all the graves. So anyway, he had a concern. I sent him to your office for further information.
Price.
Who to call, but to Pioneer Cemetery, because they handle that kind of stuff a lot. But so that's where I think he was headed. But it might be something that we need to be aware of, because it's not Pioneer Cemetery. Could be. Sometimes those trees are expensive. But he said the branch that fell out, though, it was as big tree. But and it was expensive getting rid of it all.
Which cemetery is that? Is that a private cemetery or church cemetery?
It'd be one up in the northwest corner. They must have.
Well, Hawkeye Dolby, is it? Or
it might have been. Might have been. I thought it had a name attached to it. Somebody's family. But anyway, keep it in the back of your mind.
Talk about trees. Brian, did you ever check see that one tree there in Middletown that's all caved out? Is on any our ground going through there?
It is.
It
actually
is?
The surveyor was just out there this morning.
Is it on ours?
Yep. The trunk is just barely on. Yep.
So what do we do about that now?
I'll keep an eye on it. So the Middletown's been complaining to me about that tree for a long time, and we'll just keep an eye on it. But you just hit the nail on the head. It's not cheap to have a tree like that taken down. So so I'll keep an eye on it, and we'll just. But I did have the surveyor out. He was actually out there first thing this morning to take a look at it for me.
That tree has probably got the best balance act in Des Moines County. I don't know how it's even standing.
Let's hope it keeps it up.
I hope it falls north.
I agree with that too. But yeah, it's on the radar now, and Middletown has expressed some concern about it, and I let Middletown know that if their concern is greater than mine, they're more than welcome to have it taken down. So, it is.
They got plenty of money, don't they, Sherry?
It is on my radar. So
okay.
It is on our right of way also.
Well, I want Jeff and them to know when I stop that stop sign and take off going west, if they hear tires squeal, man, it's because I want to get by that tree.
They're going to be surprised that you stop at that stop sign.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on to public input session number one. Anybody from public have anything to say, please rise, state your name.
Jack Dawson. I understand we got something on the work session today for UTVs, but what I wanted to say now, last time I was in here a month and a half ago, I spoke about needing rock up on the ramp up by home. I want to thank Conservation Department. Next day they had it taken care of and stuff. They did a good job on that. That's all I had for right now.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Seeing no light arise, we shall move on for discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $932,528.96.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have payroll claim reimbursements. In the amount of, for the tax ones, $3,175.38. And for non-taxable, for $23.96.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have an abatement request from the City of Mediapolis for 202 South Curtis Street. It says, Dear Terry Johnson, the city is requesting release of all outstanding taxes, $5,854, that are associated with partial 0226-426-025. We would also like to request the release of any upcoming property taxes that go along with this partial. The city is taking this property over June 28, 2018. Thank you, Linda Siegel.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Here we have the abatement request from the City of West Burlington for 1110 West Mount Pleasant Street. There's to the Des Moines County Supervisors, the city is presently paying rental estate taxes on residential house located at 110 West Mount Pleasant Street in West Burlington. The city has been receiving rental income from the property. The city is no longer renting the house and is requesting an abatement of the rental estate taxes for the property. It amounts to $746.67.
We tabled that or postponed that a few months ago because they were renting. So motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Yeah, I think we tabled that back in December.
A while back.
Okay, we have approval of assessors 2018 homestead credits and military exemptions. I talked to Matt this morning. He was going to be down here to kind of go over this, but I'm here. Oh, there's Matt. Lighten up.
Yeah, a little bit. if you just had any questions on it, basically, we just had to remove one of the credits they didn't qualify. The other one, they applied before they knew if they qualified or not, and they didn't qualify. So we have to accept the application if they submit one, and that's why it's showing up as being denied now. So that's about it.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Quite a few things here to sign that. We'll do that after meetings over here. Okay. We have a letter from the county recorder, and it says, "Gentlemen, I'm resubmitting my appropriations for the recorder's office for July, starting July 1st, 2018, through June the 30th, 2019.
This is the reference, the deputy percentage increase for NAPA. As I think it's also on the...
As per the work session.
As per the work session, and the, it'll be on the payroll for personal action. Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have, personnel action for the county recorder. First deputy, Natalie Steffner. It's a promotion from 77% to 80% increase. Old salary is $51,298. New salary is $53,296.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Got one from local health here. It's Lynn Webb, paid administrative leave, effective 7/13/2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we've got two from the correctional center. We'll do both these at once, okay? First one is for Alexa Anthony, correctional full-time, unpaid leave, 825. Oh, 8.25 hours, okay, I just said 8.25. At 7/21/2018. And the second is for Kenny Curtis, correctional officer, sergeant full-time, unpaid leave, 11.93 hours. And it doesn't give a date.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have reports for the Dewey Bauer Trust. The clerk report. Fees collected in 2018 and the general assistance fees reports were made on file in the auditor's office for you viewing. I didn't know if Bob had anything to say on the Dewey Bauer Trust. He normally does.
Feeling movement.
We have the minutes for the regular meeting on June the 26th, 2018.
Motion to approve. Second.
Terry Johnson.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay. Is there any other business?
I have none, no.
Future agenda items. I have none. Committee reports.
I attended the Joint Safety Committee meeting. We had the evaluation of the safety director. She's not here, but she did very well. And I attended a meeting of the SEAL Advisory Board, and they talked about some good news for change, that Des Moines County's recently opened the Recovery Center, progress that crisis intervention training is making. We're going to start opening, offering our own trainings in October. And the University of Iowa is going to do a study in Jefferson. Evidently, they have a higher suicide rate. They apparently got two populations up there. One population has quite a bit higher suicide rate than the other. So, for whatever reason. Anyway, so that, but the University of Iowa is going to be down there to take a look at that. And the SEAL Governance Board, we, as Ken said, we did contract approval and accounts payable and discussed implementation of the complex needs legislation. I spent most of the weekend, the Mental Health Disability Service Commission asked me to write their cost increase letter to the legislature and the governor. So I dedicated a section of that to the effect of that complex needs legislation on the budgeting ability of the SEAL region. It essentially negates it. The basic rule of budget is you match expenses with revenues, but if you have unknown revenues and unknown expenses, it's tough to match those. That's all I've got.
I attended a health board of health meeting. I speak as you heard Rick to say, and I went to the donor appreciation meeting or presentation last night. It was a very nice ceremony at the college for the Green campaign. A lot of money raised. Heck, a lot of money went into that deal, and that was mostly from outside sources. Quite a deal. That was about it.
Well, I attended the Russ meeting. Matter of fact, I seen Mr. Broker getting out of his car. He left his headlights on, I thought. I didn't see him sitting in his truck. I was getting out, I was going to go turn his headlights off, and he jumped out of the truck and scared the crap out of me. So.
I thought it was some kid. He's driving a convertible Mustang.
Carjacked.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got some good news from Russ. We, everything's been going pretty smooth. We, you know, we purchased that tanker, you know, to empty the our own pets and that. Our dues went down for next year. It's going to be $2,000 less than what it was last year.
Good.
So now we're down from $15,000, which we started out when we had rogue counties with us.
Yeah.
We're going to be down to $8,000 now.
Good.
So
good.
That was good news.
Started out at $1,000.
That's not my fault. When I got on board, it was a lot more than that.
Yeah, it was. I remember.
So that's all I had. Time for public input station number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise. State your name. Seeing nobody rise, shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Half hour meeting today. Not too shabby.